Welcome to Keeping Up with the Kick-Ass Canadians. Today's guest is Dr. Andrew Fury, an accomplished orthopedic surgeon who founded Team Broken Earth in response to the 2010 earthquake in Haiti. Broken Earth has stayed intact to meet the ongoing need in Haiti for medical care and help, and currently has a team from Calgary posted in Haiti. Andrew, welcome to the program.
Hi, thanks for having me.
My pleasure. So Broken Earth has expanded a lot since it was formed about 3 years ago. What are some of the latest developments?
We certainly have expanded quite a bit, and this is an initiative that started just as a couple of people and has grown now to include at least three provinces, with the fourth on the way for the spring. So we've expanded to include a team from Calgary, multiple teams from Calgary in 2013. There's one currently on the ground there now working quite hard, and another one to come in 2 weeks from now. So that they will have provided 3 weeks of care from the Calgary region for 2013. And we also have a team going from Nova Scotia, from Dalhousie University, in November as well. So we continue to grow across the country. There's a team from British Columbia looking at sending a team in May or April of 2014. So we're already looking towards the future. So that would be one way that we've grown and a new development that's occurred. We are also working hard to actually construct and help finance a new building on the ground for the hospital that we work at in Medishare and Bernard Meves on the ground in Port-au-Prince. So that will be a huge undertaking, but a huge benefit to the people of Haiti and Port-au-Prince, and advanced trauma care and surgical care there quite a bit. So we're quite proud of that, and we're happy to be a part of it.
That's amazing. And so you're joining the Calgary team in just a few days, is that right?
Correct, yep. No, we just spent all last night packing bags and getting some medical supplies ready. And the team from Newfoundland is having their final meeting tomorrow, and we'll be on a plane bright and early Saturday morning to take over from the team in Calgary, who are currently on the ground working and teaching there now.
How long will you personally be there this time, and what will your team's main goals be?
Personally, I'll be there a week this time. I'll likely go back with the Dalhousie team just to make sure that they're okay. But my personal goal this time is to advance an education opportunity that we have undertaken in August of this year in partnership with the University of Maryland and Shock Trauma Hospital in Baltimore. We're attempting to put together a new trauma residency program for the people of for the medical students and residents of Port-au-Prince to teach the people who've graduated medical school to become fracture surgeons. So people who can look after broken bones in this kind of environment, with the thought being that you're likely not going to die of your broken leg. But you'll be a significant cause of disability and a burden to the local economy and to your own family if it's not treated appropriately. So how do we teach people to fix those? And we came up with this concept of, instead of creating an orthopedic surgeon, so in Canada, who could treat things like knee arthritis and hip arthritis and rotator cuff surgery and this kind of thing, we'll just teach them in 2 to 3 years how to be a fracture surgeon, how to deal with just the broken bones. So this is kind of an interesting development, and one that we are partnering with, you know, it's cross-border, partnering with the United States and multiple people, and that's what I'm going to be focusing largely on this time in Haiti, advancing that, as well as advancing the construction of this new building. If you can imagine, it's quite difficult to construct any building in a developing nation, let alone when you're actually not on the ground and trying to coordinate it through emails and phone calls. So my role will be largely more of unfortunately, because my heart and soul is in the operating room, but is going to be largely an administrative role this time around.
It's amazing what you're doing to empower them. And I'm wondering, what more do you think needs to be done to help Haiti be more sustainable?
I think truly the education, the answer is education. I really, really believe that our ultimate goal here is to work ourselves out of a job. And the only way you can do that is through education. And we've begun that, and with even doing clinical education on the ground and a little bit here and there. But as the teams grow, you can almost develop a curriculum, which was the original vision. If you had several teams passing off to each other, and then in addition to providing clinical care, you could almost develop a mini curriculum of whether it be pediatrics, infectious disease, plastic surgery. If each team taught one subject three times a year, and you had four teams, and you're looking at, you know, three months of solid lectures. And so that's one way that we're, and of course the previously mentioned opportunity for education and through the orthopedic or the fracture surgeon training. I think that that's what's going to make it more sustainable. And that is because ultimately they'll be providing for their, not only will they be providing for their own families, but they'll be treating each other and eventually teaching each other how to treat each other.
Yeah, that's wonderful. Thank you so much for doing this. People who want to learn more can go to brokenearth.ca for more information, also to donate. Andrew, have a very safe trip and best of luck.
Thanks very much. Looking forward to hearing from you again.